Unit 2. Ireland. Page 30. Sanna's Backpackers Blog.
Hello, my name is Sanna and I'm 19 years old. Last summer, my boyfriend Omar and I went on an amazing backpacking trip for 7 days in Ireland. We visited many great cities and places. And while I was there, I kept an online blog about our trip to share with friends and family. It was so much fun. Read my blog here. Day 1. Dublin. Football and Irish stew. After we arrived at the airport, we took a bus to our youth hostel in Dublin. Dublin is the capital city of the Republic of Ireland, so Omar and I naturally chose this as our first stop. After a night's rest, we headed out to Croke Park to watch a Gaelic football match. This was great fun and a good way to spend our first day in Ireland. The game was so exciting that people were cheering like mad. Omar is a serious football fan, and he was in heaven. Athenry of Galway played Cashel of Tipperary. In the end, the game was close, with Athenry winning 2-1. After the game, we went to an Irish pub and enjoyed a delicious pint of Guinness and ate some traditional Irish stew. It was made with lots of lamb, potatoes, onions, and some carrots. Then we headed back to our hostel to watch some TV and rest for our second day in Dublin. Day 2. A visit to a castle and an old Viking fort. Omar and I were pretty tired from our flight and first day in Dublin, so we woke up late and had coffee and breakfast at a nearby restaurant. We spent the day visiting the Dublin Castle. It is 700 years old, and we learned that it represents England's oppression and rule in Ireland. The castle was built between 1208 and 1220, and is the most ancient architecture found in the city. On the site, we also went to visit an area where an ancient Viking fort once stood. It was really interesting. Our next destination is Connemara. Day 3. Connemara's Horses and Scenery. We traveled by train to Connemara from Dublin. This area is famous for its ponies, beautiful scenery, and sports fanatics. After we settled in, we rode on horses on marked trails that took us through a beautiful landscape. We passed other people on horseback, and everyone seemed to be having such a wonderful time. Later, we decided to go hiking and noticed numerous trails to follow. While walking around and enjoying the seaside, we saw many people swimming, scuba diving, fishing, and sailing. We only stayed for a day, but because the area is perfect for camping and is near wonderful islands and mountains, we thought we should come back sometime for a whole week. Day 4. Limerick by boat. After arriving by bus in Limerick the following afternoon, we took a short rest at our youth hostel. Then we headed out into one of Ireland's most popular city destinations and took a boat tour on the River Shannon. The boat tour was great fun because we learned about the city while we looked at some of its sights. A spectacular sight is King John's Castle, built in the year 1212. We also saw Ireland's tallest church spire, St. John's Cathedral, at 94 meters. The tour guide taught us a limerick. A limerick is a type of poem that has 5 lines and has a special rhyming pattern. It went like this. There once was a man from Wheeling who had such a peculiar feeling. Said the sign on the door, "Please don't spit on the floor," so he jumped up and spat on the ceiling. Day 5. Kilkenny and Comedy. After we got off the early morning train to Kilkenny, we went to see its 800-year-old castle, dating back to when the Normans occupied this land. The Norman castle actually towers over Kilkenny's medieval streets. Oh, it was an amazing visit. After lunch, we attended a festival called the Cat Laughs Comedy Festival. The festival is the biggest one of its kind in Ireland and lasts for 5 days. There are comedians here from all over the world. Oh, it was great fun and we laughed a lot. That evening, we jumped on another train and took a nap on our way to Cork, where we checked in late to a small bed and breakfast. Day 6. Cork is a nice place to relax. We liked Cork a lot, as it is a more relaxing city destination in Ireland. There are numerous things to do and see. We strolled through the city and visited the Shandon Bells that stand out as a landmark. We climbed all the way up the bell tower and actually rang the bells ourselves. Up top, we enjoyed some of the best views of Cork. After this, we simply walked around to do a bit of sightseeing and visit the English market. A great place to buy fresh produce like fish, fruit, and fresh bread. Omar and I bought some food for a picnic and sat in a park nearby. While we ate, we planned our next and last stop, Belfast. Day 7. Belfast is home to the Titanic. We took a train back up north to the capital city of Belfast in Northern Ireland. Here we visited W5, which is the name of an incredible science center. When you visit here, there are many things to see and do because it is an interactive event. In other words, we could actually touch things and do things instead of just looking. It is a fun place to learn about science, too. After this, we went to see where the famous ship, the Titanic, was built. We went on a tour of the shipyard where it was made and learned about the ship itself and some of the city's history. Oh, Ireland was so much fun. Next year, we may even come back. See you all soon, and don't forget to look at the pictures I uploaded on this blog.